यशोदनन्दना ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जयो राधमाधव कुञ्ज बिहारी जयो राधमाधव कुञ्ज बिहारी जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्श श्री श्रीमदिस डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य बीपीटी फाउंडराचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदर्श हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సింబల్ డివోటి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సింబల్ డివోటి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు సింబల్ డివోటి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 7 వర్స్ నంబర్ 34. రషయవోచు అనన్వితం తే భగవాన్ విచేష్టితం यद् आत्मना चरसि हि कर्म नाज्यसे विभूतये यत् उपसेदुर ईश्वरिम् न मन्यते स्वयं अनुवर्ततिं भवान् ऋषय ऊचु अनन्वितं ते भगवन् विचेष्टितम् यद् आत्मना चरसि हि कर्म नाज्यसे विभूतये यत् उपसेदुर ईश्वरिम् न मन्यते स्वयं अनुवर्ततिं भवान् ऋषय ऊचु अनन्वितं ते भगवन् विचेष्टितम् यदात्मनाचरसि हि कर्म नाज्यसे विभूतये यत् उपसेदुरीश्वरिम् न मन्यते स्वयम् अनुवर्ततिं भवान्। अनन्वितं ते भगवन् विचेष्टितम् यदात्मनाचरसि हि कर्म नाज्यसे विभूतये यत् उपसेदुरीश्वरिम् न मन्यते स्वयम् अनुवर्ततिं भवान्। ऋषौ माताजी word to word meaning rishaya the sages uchu prayed anvitam wonderful te your bhagavan o possessor of all opulences vicheshtitam activities yat which atmana by your potencies charasi You execute, he certainly, karma to such activities, na ajase, you are not attached, vibhutaye, for her mercy, yataha, from whom, upasedu, worship, ishvarim, lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, namannete, are not attached, Swayam, yourself, anuvartitam, to your obedient servant, Lakshmi, Bhavan, your lordship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The sages prayed, Dear Lord, Your activities are most wonderful and although you do everything by your different potencies, you are not at all attached to such activities. You are not even attached to the goddess of fortune who is worshipped by the great demigods like Brahma who pray to achieve her mercy. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord has no desire to achieve any result from His wonderful activities, nor has He any need to perform them. But still, in order to give an example to people in general, He sometimes acts, and those activities are very wonderful. He is not attached to anything. Namam karmani limpati. Although He acts very wonderfully, He is not at all attached to anything. He is self-sufficient. The example is given here that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is always engaged in service of the Lord. But still, he is not attached to her. Even great demigods like Brahma worship the goddess of fortune in order to win her favor. But although the Lord is worshipped by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, he is not at all attached to any one of them. This distinction concerning the exalted transcendental position of the Lord is specifically mentioned by the great sages. He is not like the ordinary living entity who is attached to the results of pious activities. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of senior Vaishnavas. So, this is very wonderful section from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 7, where after whole devastation happened there in the sacrifice of Daksha, and again things rejuvenated, and Daksha again started performing sacrifice, and where Lord Narayan appeared from the sacrifice, and all the assembled sages, demigods, rishis, they started offering, including Daksha, offering various glorifications to the Lord Narayan. And this is one of the glorification where all rishis together offer to the Lord Narayan that, Dear Lord, your activities are most wonderful, and although you do everything by your different potencies, you are not at all attached to such activities. You are not even attached to the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by the great demigods like Lord Brahma, who pray to achieve her mercy. So, in purport, Srila Prabhupada explains two, three very important points about while glorifying the God's wonderful nature, especially He gave the reference of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse number 14, where he says, Namam karmani limpanti, that when God does something, he is not attached to anything, and nor he is attached to the fruits of the actions. And then he slowly goes, Srila Prabhupada goes ahead, even he is not attached to the Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by all the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, including Indra and everyone. But God is not even attached to her. So that's the glory of the Lord. As we see, Parashar Muni also glorifies the Lord and explains the definition of Bhagavan. Like in Vishnu Puran, it is mentioned दैट ऐश्वर्यस्य समग्रस्य वीर्यस्य यशस्रिः ज्ञानवैराग्यस्य चैव सन्नं भग इतिङ्गण. वेर सिक्स अपोलेंसेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर एक्सप्लेन एंड द भग, द वर्ड भग विच मीन्स ऐश्वर्यस एंड वन विच मीन्स वन हु पजेसेस दोज ऐश्वर्यस और अपोलेंसेस. So Lord is described as a Bhagavan, one who possesses these six opulences in full. Like Aishwarya, he has full wealth. Viryasya, full strength. Yashaha, the full fame. Shriya, all beautiful. Jnana, knowledge, all knowledge. And Vairagya, he is all renounced. So Parashar Muni explains Lord as a Bhagavan, one who possesses all these six opulences in full capacity, he is called as Bhagavan. And particularly in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is stressing the renunciation aspect of the Lord. Where Lord does all his actions, but he is not attached to any of them, nor he is attached to the result of any of the actions of him. So, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, Srila Prabhupada also explains in last verse of 18th chapter, he says that Krishna's acceptance of the post of charioteer for Arjuna was an exhibition of Krishna's opulence of renunciation. Although Krishna is full of all six opulences, at the same time he exhibits the highest renunciation by sometimes taking a subordinate position to his dearmost devotees, or by sometimes detaching himself from his loving associates in Vrindavan. So this aspect of renunciation is very prominent in Krishna. Although he is a supreme personality of Godhead, having all these opulences in full capacity, still he is ready to subservient to his devotees and assist his devotees in services. So that is a great aspect of renunciation is exhibited by Krishna. Like in one sense we can say, one who is greater than greatest and smaller than smallest. Anor aniya mahato mahiyan. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can be a greater than greatest and smaller than smallest, but still he accepts to be bound by the rope of Mother Yashoda's love. So that is the nature of the Lord. Not only that, in those verses we also can see the fear personified is fearful of that Krishna, and that Krishna becomes fearful of stick of Yashoda Mai. So that is the nature of Lord. Not only that, the Cupid, the enchanter who is so attractive, so beautiful, enchants everyone, and Krishna enchants even Cupid. That's why his name is Madan Mohan. And that Supreme Krishna who enchants the Cupid himself also get attracted by a simple village lady, Srimati Radharani. So that's the nature of a Lord, that for his devotee's pleasure, he takes the position of a subservient. He is always ready to serve, takes back and acts like a servant in all the cases. So that's the glory of the Lord. His pastimes are so sweet and so wonderful that just by glorifying them, we feel also happiness. So Krishna's activities are very sweet and wonderful. It's very difficult to understand them. But by that, we can just learn to love Krishna. So although we cannot understand them, but definitely we can love Krishna by glorifying all these activities. For that, we can just see one pastime of Krishna, which is so beautiful. And then we'll go ahead for how Srila Prabhupada mentions difference between the Krishna's nature, that although he is supreme but unattached to everything, even Lakshmi, And the living entities, the jiva, they're part and parcel of Krishna. How they get attached, and then slowly we move forward to how they can also get unattached to this material world and get attached to Krishna. So one time, like when we go to Vrindavan and especially to Govardhan, while having parikrama, this beautiful place, Manasi Ganga comes. Now it's a looks like a small lake, but initially when Govardhan appeared in Vrindavan, that time this Manasi Ganga was a huge river, very huge river. You need to go take a boat to cross it. So that was the situation before. So one time there was yagya happening at the other side of the Manasi Ganga, and all these gopis, like in yagya there was all preparation was done, all yagya samagri was ready, and yagya was supposed to be begin, and all these brajavasi ladies, they were supposed to get the ingredients like ghee and milk and yogurt and other things for the yagya ceremony. Other things were ready, but all these ingredients were supposed to get carried by all these brajavasi gopis. So all gopis, including Srimati Radharani, others, they got filled pots of yogurt and then ghee and milk and other things, and they were thinking, now it's time, very short time is remaining for yagya to begin, and we are supposed to give all these ingredients to the brahmanas for the yagya ceremony. But they hardly could see anyone there, and to cross the Manasi Ganga and give all these ingredients to the brahmanas. So they were searching, and suddenly they saw there was a small, very old person sitting there, who was also like kind of shivering, and looks like he can't do anything. But out of desperate desire to supply these ingredients as they have promised to the brahmanas, they were thinking, somehow we have to cross over the Manasi Ganga and take these ingredients to the brahmanas. So they saw that old person, not having any other option, they approached him and asked, like, we are supposed to go for this yagya with these ingredients, so please help us. So old person said, don't you see I am so old, and my body is shivering, I am tired throughout the day working, so I can't help you now. Then lady said, no, all gopis said, this is very important service, you have to help us. Then old person said, it's okay, now I am shivering and also tired, if you help me with the massage and helping me, then I can help you also little bit. So the gopis came forward, they massaged the old person, and then he became little okay. Then he said, okay, it's fine, I have some energy to take the boat now, but for your information, I would like to tell you, my boat is so like old, like me. Anytime it, you are so many gopis and with the pots and everything in it, so it will be difficult to reach you to another side of the Manasi Ganga. Then gopi said, that's fine, but now there is no other option available, so you please, whatever available boat you have, we will sit in that and we'll go and cross the Manasi Ganga. So with that request, then old person says, that's okay, I will do that, but if anything happens on the way, that's your responsibility. And gopis said, that's fine, having no other option, they started, all of the gopis sat in the boat with all their pots of yogurt, ghee and milk and other things. And then the old person started the boat, and after very like crossing some distance, then there was lightning happening, there were waves in the Manasi Ganga, boat was like moving, and it looks like it will go inside. Now gopis also got frightened, what will happen? And then that old person said, see, you brought so many pots of ingredients which is very heavy, on top of that now it's lightening, there will be rains coming, so then it will take no more time to sink our boat, so you प्लीज गिव द इनग्रीडियंट्स टू मी एंड ही ऑनर्ड फ्यू ऑफ द इनग्रीडियंट्स बिकॉज एंड देन ही सेड वॉट एवर एक्स्ट्रा यू थ्रो इट इन द मानसी गंगा सो दे वैकेटेड ऑल द पॉट्स एंड देन ओल्ड पर्सन सेड सो नॉट ओनली दैट इनग्रीडियंट्स नाउ योर पॉट्स आर ऑल्सो सो बिग एंड हैवी यू थ्रो देम आउट बिकॉज नाउ बोट कैनॉट होल्ड लाइक वाटर विल कम सो they had no other option so they threw all the pots inside the Manasi Ganga then slowly the old person said see you all are Brajavasi gopis and your parents like they are very rich people Vaishyas so your all clothes especially the upper cloth the top cloth chunari which is with lot of jewelry and lot of things And you have a lot of ornaments also, which are very heavy. So before rains come, you remove them. Now for Brajavasi ladies, so traditional, it was difficult. But now since they had no other option, following his order, they just removed the jewelry and threw into the Manasi Ganga. They removed cloth on the top, they put into the Manasi Ganga. And then that old person said, "Your all cloths are also very... lot of ornaments and they are also very heavy. Now Gopis understood this is not a common person. He has asked to remove all ingredients, then the pots and then top upper cloth and now asking for remove the cloths also. They said, oh, this is not possible. Better we will throw you out. And they understood he is not someone else but it's Krishna himself. So he is like cheating them and playing with them. So in this way, all these Krishna's pastimes, they are so sweet and wonderful. And Krishna performs for the pleasure of his devotees in various ways in Vrindavan. It's difficult to understand that, but by this, we can hear all the time and we can learn to love Krishna. And this Krishna, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, performs so many beautiful pastimes. With all the gopis and after doing so many beautiful pastimes he is not attached to anything but he just does it for the pleasure of his devotees and Srila Prabhupada also speaks about his detachment to the extent that even he is not attached to the Lakshmi herself the goddess of fortune so we can also see one another beautiful pastime in Vrindavan only There is a wonderful 12 forest vanas in Vrindavan and one of the one forest is called as Belvan or Bilvavan or sometimes it is also called as Shrivan, one of Lord Lakshmi. So where one time when Narad Muni was explaining about the various beautiful pastimes of gopis with Lord Krishna, especially rasa dance, Lakshmi Devi got attracted and she thought I will also participate in rasa dance of Lord Krishna so she started traveling towards the pastime places of Lord Krishna but when she came to the eastern ghat of Yamuna river in Belvan there Krishna with all his all gopas they stop her ask her where are you going then she mentioned about Like I want to participate in the rasa dance of Lord Krishna. Then he said, you are not allowed. She said, but Narad Muni told me about this and I want to get there. But then Krishna said, you don't have any ticket to go inside the Vrindavan Dham. So then Lakshmi felt very bad, but she was desperate. Then she sat there and still now she is performing tapasya austerities. Somehow to get entry into the rasa dance of Krishna. So the Krishna who is like performing so many beautiful pastimes, but he does not allow Lakshmi to enter into the Vrindavan Dham to do rasa dance. So that is how he is not attached even to the goddess of fortune. But for the pleasure of devotees, he performs various wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. So Prabhupada mentions this very important point in the purport that he is not even attached to the the actions what he performs. Just like his nature is, although he does so many things, but he is not attached, nor he is attached to the results of that. Like we can see, Srila Prabhupada also mentions the example of a sun and a stool on the street. Like a stool by nature is very bad, but as soon as sun comes, then it dries it out and that stool becomes the part of soil. But sun does not get contaminated. It doesn't get attached to that. It just dries it out and sun remains bright and powerful. In the same way, Krishna comes here, does some activities. He is not attached, nor does he get contaminated. He remains as he is. But a living being, a jiva, when he comes to this material world, and he gets attached in this material world. So what glory of Krishna is there in this world, that he comes, does activities, but does not get contaminated or attached. But when jiva comes to this material world, when he does his activities, he gets attached and contaminated and completely engrossed in the material world. And therefore Krishna has manifested this jiva into this material world as per their desires. Whatever desire jiva has done, and as per his desire Krishna created this material world. And therefore when jiva comes to this material world, he gets attached to as per his desires, and slowly he gets completely engrossed, cannot get out of this material world. As Bhagavad Gita says about in chapter 2nd, very nicely, Dhyayeto Vishyan Pumsa Sangas Teshu Pajayate Sangha Sanjayate Kama Kamat Krodho Abhijayate. When jiva with the desire comes to this material world and he contemplates on the objects of senses, that contemplation slowly develops into the attachment to that sense gratification, and then slowly that attachment grows into the lust, and then slowly into anger, and finally destruction happened. The jiva gets completely engrossed into this material world. So that's how slowly jiva is getting engrossed into this material world. Therefore, when a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into lust. In association with the modes of passion, or in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust. As milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. So that desire of living entity slowly converts into the contemplation, and that contemplation slowly creates attachment to the jiva, and then that attachment converts into the lust, and then into the anger. So there are various levels of the attachment which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So 10th canto in 84th chapter, end section of the 10th canto, it is said that yasyatma buddhi kunupe tridhatuke swadhi kalatradishu bhoma ijadhi yattirta buddhi shalile na karhichit janeshu abhineshu sa eva gokhara. Where it is said that one who identifies himself as the inner body composed of mucus, bile and ear, who assumes his wife and family are permanently his own, who thinks an earthen image or the land of his birth is worshipable, or who sees place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, but who never identifies himself with, feels kinship with worship, or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truth, such a person is no better than a cow or an ass. So this verse explains about the various levels of attachment of jiva in this material world. The first level is Atma Buddhi. The jiva considers oneself to be the body, and he always thinks about himself, nothing else. As we can see from the past time in a Ramayana, when Shurpanaka, she was cut off for knows from Lakshmana, she came and reported to Ravana. She started explaining about the whole thing and the miserable condition of her. Initially, Ravana thought and shouted, "Who can hurt my sister?" Thinking about her and concerned about her. But when slowly Shurpanakha started explaining about the whole situation, and then she came to the Sita and description of her beautiful form, Ravana suddenly shifted from helping her sister from that consciousness to the asking her to glorify about Sita and hearing about that glorification. And he was more concerned. He was asking, "Oh, really, Sita was so beautiful." And she completely shifted from helping her sister to just he desperately wanted to achieve Sita. So that's the basic level of attachment. Person start thinking only about himself. He forgot to help the sister, and he was just thinking, "Now how I can get the Sita and enjoy her." So lust went to that extent that his helping consciousness completely got transformed into just enjoyment consciousness. So that's the first level of the attachment person, start thinking about oneself and forgetting anything else. That's why Srila Prabhupada also explains in many of the purports that this modern civilization is a decoration of the dead body. They are so attached to the body, using so many cosmetics, hairstyles, and different ornaments and everything, so that the body can look beautiful and the people then just exploit them. So they themselves doesn't think anything beyond their body or their own self. Like there is also a small story that there was one lady and she went to the market. She brought some jewelry, and in the night time one thief came and she robbed her. And before the thieves run away from house, she understood, and instead of like making some arrangement to get the jewelry back, she said, "Hey, why you are just running out taking my jewelry? My neighbor has also purchased same necklace yesterday, so you can take that also." So people are not they are more concerned about themselves. They don't think about anything about others. They are very self-centered and think about themselves only. So this is one example how Atma Buddhi, people are more concerned about oneself and attached to their own body and sense gratification. Then another example is about Swadhi Kalatradishu, where the attachment level is little higher, that considering one's relatives and relatives and the wife and other beings, the property and whatever connected materials to us for one's own enjoyment. So one becomes attached to the husband or wife, children or house or the property like that. So it is said that money is sweeter than honey. So one can sweat for getting money. So one time, this is very famous story that how I remember when I was a small child in villages, it's very common. Now this year also, this is a high drought zone in the Marathwada. I was like maybe 6-7 years, 1990 or 91. I could see how people are attached to money so much. They work hard so much. They do robbery at the risk of their life. And that in 1991, one robber thief came in the village. And village houses like in Marathwada are not like with kaulas. They are with all tin sheds. So in daytime, that was like very drought year that year. So nights, day, it doesn't make any difference to the thieves. They need some money. So in daytime he came and he did theft in one of the house. Somehow the lady found he is taking out some money from the house. She started shouting, and then that thief had no other option. So he started running and went on the top of the house. But then many people came, so he started jumping from one tin shed to another, like jumping from one place to another to save his life. And the thing went to such a worst like situation. When he was running, he was getting cut because of the tins, the shed on the top of the house. He was bleeding, but he was just running from one place to another, just on the house's top. And finally, one time he was so tired running here and there. The one place he got completely the cut from the bottom of his leg and started bleeding very profusely. He could not run. He sat, and then people came on the top and took him down and beat it like almost he was not died. That's it. Otherwise, they beat it with the all things and everything. So we could see if for just getting some money, he has put his life in a risk. So that is how the attachment to the money or the children or the family members happen. So in family life, like as Shastra says, man and woman, like they are mentally having different opinions and they have everything different. If they come together with a common goal, they can do the best of the thing. But if their opinions and their views on everything is different, their desires are to exploit each other, then they land up either in the fighting or the divorce or the suicide. So because of the attachment, when the attachment grows and sense gratification is focused, then final outcome is either fight, divorce, or the suicide. So that's why human beings are very attached to the wife, children, and house and other things. And if this attachment is not turned into the Krishna conscious activities, then it end up with the fight, divorce, or the suicide. As Srila Prabhupada also mentions that actually marriage life is two jivas coming together to serve Krishna and please him and help each other. He gives very nice example of how we go to the pond, and now also when we go to the river, we do all these activities. Like when we put a stone in a pond, the different wave starts, and then we put again one more stone on the same place, the waves remain the same. They start, in fact, they will go on increasing. So however stones you may put at the same spot, the waves remain very beautiful and they go till the end. But as soon as you change the center, you change the place of putting stone at one place to another, then the waves clashes each other. So whole pond, like water level gets disturbed and there will be the clashes. In the same way, in a family life, if Krishna is the center, however may the desires of anyone, if Krishna is center, how many may be the people in the family, if Krishna is center, things will move very smoothly. But as soon as the center is changed, there will be the clashes, the fights, and ultimately, since goal is sense gratification, finally things will completely get destroyed. So one has to be understand this attachment at the level of second, where one is attached to the husband, wife, children, or other paraphernalia. Then this verse explains about the third level of the attachment, that is bhoma ijjitaha. One considers one's birthplace or land to be one's own. So the level of attachment is little higher. One comes little above, becomes little broad-minded, but still he is attached to either his caste or his religion or the place, state, or the nation. And because of that attachment, again things end up with the like fights and big riots, and like nowadays we can see now election has come. So there are a lot of fights because of either casteism, the leaders know expertly how to create that. Sometimes fight are because of the nation's boundaries and other things, because there is attachment with the country. Prabhupada always used to say, like, we are not Americans or Indians, we are servants of Krishna. But to get that consciousness in everyone is very difficult. Usually people are attached to their country and they want to do something for country, and for that they sometimes spend their lives, they are ready to fight and do many things like that. So then this works further explain about like when the attachments are to this level in this body, but still there is a hope. The kunupe tridhatuke, if this bag of body with so many attachment is there, but there is one good thing in that bag of body, that is the soul which is existing inside that body. And this verse gives the hope that if one understand about this soul and what's its constitutional position and what he can do to get detached from this material world, then one has hope to achieve Krishna in this life only. So what we can do to get out of this attachment or completely get detached from this material world? So the same verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita which explains iti mam yo abhijananti karma bhirna sabaddhate, which says one who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in these fruitive reactions of work. So jiva, when he get attached to these different levels in this material world, but when he understand the truth about Krishna and the activities of Krishna, then slowly he can get out of this fruitive reactions of the work. And for that, he has to understand his own position and slowly get detached from this material world by getting attached to Krishna. So it is said that transferring our attachment to Krishna is easier through devotional service than by any other method. So slowly jiva has to transfer his all these attachment to Krishna through devotional service. And devotional service has various aspects, we can start with the Shravanam, Kirtanam, and slowly the Navvida Bhakti explains various steps to perform the devotional service. So every living entity is engaged in some sort of service, either for the self or for the family or for the society, country, etc. But unfortunately, all such services are rendered due to material attachment. The attachments of the material affinity may be simply changed to the service of the Lord, and thus the treatment of being freed from material attachment begins automatically. So this is the simple method to perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beginning with the Shravanam. Bhagavad Gita in 7th chapter, Krishna says, Tat Shrunu, just hear from me. Or also in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it is said that Shrinuvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Radhayantastu Habadrani Vidunoti Surod Satam. That the Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees, who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. In the same purport, Prabhupada explains very detailedly about how the intense hearing of the pastimes of Krishna, the glories of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, in the form of sound vibration, can completely cleanse the heart of the soul. So that is been explained by Srila Prabhupada in purport very elaborately, how it is important to intensely hear the glories of the holy name and the pastimes of Krishna, which will cleanse our heart, and ultimately we will get detached from the material things and attached to the Krishna. We can hear these pastimes either from the spiritual master, we can hear these pastimes from our instructing gurus, shiksha gurus, or from the devotees in association, which will purify our heart slowly and finally will get attached to Krishna. Also, Sanat Kumaras, when they were explaining about the glories of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam to Narad Muni, so they very nicely quote this story in glories of Srimad Bhagavatam about this Atmadev and his wife Dunduli. How glorious is the hearing of the pastimes of Krishna. So Atmadev and Dunduli, they were a very good couple staying at the banks of Tungabhadra river in Karnataka. So this Atmadev was a very simple person, doing all his daily activities in a nice way. His wife Dunduli, she was little frivolous and used to speaks every time something about one person to another and create havoc in a society. She has a nature of that. But this Atmadev was a very nice person. But he was always thinking in his heart. He doesn't have any child. So he was very desperate about getting child. But still sometimes he was thinking it's okay, it's Lord's grace. But one time he was very desperate and very feeling unsatisfied because of not having child. So he decided, I want a child. And without thinking anything, where to go, how to go, he just started walking. And he went into the forest. And on the way he was just walking, he saw the sages doing tapasya. One of the sages, he was sitting and doing austerities. And then when sage saw him, he found the person is little frustrated, having anxiety. So he could identify he is in a anxiety and frustrated situation. So sage called him and asked about the problem. Then Atmadev explained about so many years I am not getting any child. So I am very desperate to get a child. So the sage saw his palm and he said, as per your fate, you don't have a child not only in this life but none of the further lives. You cannot get any child. So this Atmadev was very frustrated, how it can happen? It's okay in this life but not even in the future life, how it can happen? So he was very desperate. He asked the sage, somehow you please bless me so that I can get child. Sage said, no. So better you sit here and become ascetic and start doing a tapasya and get elevated. So in your fate there is no child, so why you are trying which is not there? But then Atmadev requested and then he begged and very desperately asked, somehow you give some solution, I want child. Then sage, they have power to change even a fate. He only saw the hand and said, in your future life also you don't have any child. But because of such a desperate desire and his prayers and request, sage said, it's okay. You are so desperate, so I give this fruit to you. Feed your wife, she will get a child. And then Atmadev, in happiness, he came to the house. She told the story to the wife. But the wife was little frivolous, she don't wanted a child. And she said to husband, okay, anyways, now we'll get a child. So you go to the Tirtha Yatra till the time a child comes and come back with the doing all Tirtha Yatras and auspicious things, so child will also auspicious. So and she arranges and the husband started walking for the Tirtha Yatra. And meantime she fed that fruit to the cow and then cow become pregnant and she gave birth to a child. And simultaneously she had another sister, she also gets the child. But because of her association, her sister's child become very naughty and learn lot of bad things because she had that nature of talking frivolously and putting words of this person to another like that. And the child also becomes very naughty and very obnoxious and very bad behave. But the cow's child had a body of a human being and ears of the cow. So when this Atmadev comes back from the Tirtha Yatra, when he sees the two children, he becomes very happy. But the wife tells the lie story that her sister's son as her own and the cow's son as also the cow's son only, or cow's calf only. So Atmadev started maintaining both of them, but he could see his son, which is of sister-in-law's son, who is very frivolous, very naughty, and doing a lot of mischievous things. And over a period of time, he did so many sinful activities. And finally, he asked his father and mother, father also, to get out of the house. And in that, he started doing so many sinful activities, and finally, he died. Then the father was feeling so bad, and then he requested another son, like the son of the cow, like, you do something good, because now you are so like with good qualities and having such intelligence, and so you do something good for my child. So as a brother, the name of that the cow's son or calf was Gokarna, and the name of sister's son was Dundukari, who was very frivolous. So this Gokarna then said, it's okay, I will do perform last rites and go to the tirth place and do ante sanskar and other things and rituals to him, then he will get elevated. So he went, he did all the activities, all the rituals to give higher destination to his brother. He came back, but the Dundukari, because of his all mischievous activities and sinful things, he could not get another body. He got the ghost body, and then he could not get higher destination. So then the father was very worried about this situation, and Dundukari was giving trouble in ghost body to many people. Then everyone requested, you do something. Then Gokarna sat at one place. He started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. And he constantly spoke from the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 continuous days. With that, Dundukari, in the body of the ghost, he heard all the pastimes of the Lord. He got purified, and at the end of the 7th day, he got elevated and went like to the higher destination. So this is how, by hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly with rapt attention, we can get purified and attain higher destination. We can cut off this attachment to this material world and get attached to Krishna. So this is the way how a jiva should get detached from material world and slowly get attached to Krishna by performing devotional service. It's already right, so we shall stop here. If somebody has some comment or question. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.